Hello and welcome to this evening's event, The State of Art. My name is Sandra Sikorova. I'm the curator of public programs here at Tate Modern. And it is my great pleasure to introduce this evening's event and its speakers, artist Cornelia Parker and writer and critic Kelly Grovier. This is the first event in a collaborative series with Thames & Hudson, and I would like to take this opportunity to thank them for their support, especially Jackie Klein and her team. And we very much look forward to the second event coming up early next year. Tonight coincides with the recent publication of 100 Works of Art That Will Define Our Age by Kelly Grovier. And you can purchase your very own copy and have it signed by Kelly himself, but also Cornelia, whose book is also available for sale this evening after the event in the adjacent Star Foyer. So I encourage you to do so if you haven't got one yet. Grovier believes that every age is defined by its art. In his new book, the author dares to predict 100 works of contemporary art of the last 20 years, which will stand the test of time, works which will still be remembered in centuries to come and which will survive in our public consciousness, with the earliest piece in the book being Barbara Kruger's piece from 1989, which is seen as this definitive moment for the author, to the most recent being Ai Weiwei's Sunflower Seeds from 2010. This canon of the moment makes us raise questions about how we judge what is important and representative of our culture today. This evening, Grovier joins the artist Cornelia Parker, whose work Breathless from 2001 has been canonized in this book, to discuss the power of art to capture the triumphs and traumas, aspirations and anxieties of an age by exploring themes of violence, death and ephemerality among few. Cornelia Parker is a British sculptor and installation artist. Born in Cheshire, she studied in Wolverhampton Polytechnic and at Reading University. Her installation works reference the fragility of human experience, often incorporating found objects. By transforming the everyday fragments of life into something compelling, humorous, and poetic, Parker's work challenges cultural meanings and common assumptions. She has had solo exhibitions around the world, including at Thrift Street Gallery, the Serpentine Gallery, Icon Gallery in Birmingham, the Institute of Contemporary Art Boston, Galleria Civica d'Arte Moderna in Turin, and Museo de Arte de Lima in Peru, among few. Parker was shortlisted for the 1997 Turner Prize. In 2010, she was elected to the Royal Academy of Arts in London, as well as being appointed OBE the same year. Cornelia will be joined this evening by Kelly Grovier, who is a poet, writer, and art critic. He's a regular contributor on art to the Times Literary Supplement and The Observer. In addition to his new survey of contemporary art, his books include The Popular Social History, The Jail, The Story of Newgate, London's Most Notorious Prison, and two collections of poems, A Lens in the Palm and The Sleepwalker at Sea. He's the co-founder of the journal European Romantic Review, devoted to the interdisciplinary study of 19th century art and literature. Finally, a few words with regards to the format of the event. Kelly and Cornelia will be in a conversation for about an hour, after which we'll have a dedicated half an hour for Q&A. We'll draw to a conclusion around 8 o'clock, after which you'll have a chance to purchase the books next door and have them signed by the authors. So thank you very much, and please join me in welcoming Kelly and Cornelia. Thank you.
Cornelia.
I want to thank Sandra for that lovely introduction, and I know you'll want to join me in thanking Jackie and the Tate for putting together this evening. I'm really looking forward to it. It's a real privilege to be able to sit down and talk with you about your work, one of which I've included in my book. And we couldn't have picked, I think, a better moment to talk about contemporary art and the state of contemporary art. We've just had Frieze Regent's Park is just remembering what it's supposed to look like after freeze. The Turner Prize has just opened its exhibition of nominated works in Derry. And if you haven't been yet, if you want to see what the power of contemporary art is to change the course of history, you just need really to see what it has done to that contested ground there on the very spot where the Bloody Sunday was orchestrated. This has now become an art studio, an art gallery featuring the works of the four nominated Turner Prize nominees. And in a couple of weeks' time, we'll learn the result of that. Well, those things happen every autumn.